Hi, Phyllis. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I turned on, but I missed the dosage of the niacinamide. That was not my question, but would you repeat the dosage for niacinamide for osteoarthritis again?
Certainly, ma'am. It's either 1,000 milligrams, either 1,000 milligrams three times a day, and Dr. Kaufman, who came up with all this, the genius, said that it really should be spaced out like that because it works better. Of course, what we're doing is just replicating what our own bodies do if they could make enough niacinamide, and that is supplying it kind of frequently. Now, that's either. Now, the or, many women say, ooh, those pills are too big for me. But many guys say, oh, good, that way I only have to take it morning and evening and don't have to remember it the rest of the time. And those are time-release capsules, but they're 1,500 tablets. They're 1,500 milligrams and kind of large, but that's a total of 3,000, just like a 3,000 three times a day is. And so taking one twice a day. Now, remember, Dr. Kaufman pointed out, and all I can say is I've observed what he taught us, that it doesn't start to work for 3 or 4 weeks. It just doesn't. And then, I think it's starting to work. But by 3 or 4 months, over 95% of everybody has got no more osteoarthritis pain simply because they've re-energized their cartilage cells, and they're usually feeling better in other ways too, and it's time for me to shut up. Your turn.
Wow, that's good. Okay, well, thank you. The question that I had, Dr. Wright, is I'm in my 70s, and I was wondering, does a woman need to stay on the bioidentical hormones when they've reached my age?
And, well, it depends on... Oh, sorry. You go ahead.
And if so, I live in Richland, Washington, and some of the doctors here do blood tests, which I've read that's not very accurate. So I really would prefer to go back to Tahoma Clinic. I used to be under Dr. Hinchcliffe's care, but I've had some very challenging financial challenges, and so I don't have a lot of money right now. I've been experiencing a lot of emotional depression and having a hard time sleeping, which could be adrenals too, because I've been under a lot of stress with my own situation and family challenges. Is there something that I could do that could help me until I get enough money to be evaluated by Dr. Hinchcliffe again? Or somebody told me that I didn't need my hormones because of my age and I shouldn't have listened to them.
No, you shouldn't have, ma'am.
It was a big mistake for me. So in the process, that was quite a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and so I have to start all over with a new doctor at Tahoma Clinic or Dr. Hinchcliffe, and I just don't know what to do.
Well, here's what to do, ma'am. You put in Dr. Krista Hinchcliffe, MD, into your search engine. Now, Dr. Hinchcliffe is still associated with Tahoma Clinic, but when her children became old enough to go to school, she decided to move across the Puget Sound to a school district that she liked a whole lot better. And she's still there, ma'am. And if you've been a former patient, you might be able to consult with her by phone. And one other thing, I believe, I'm not certain, this is why I want you to put her name and so forth into the search engine and see if you can find her phone number. I believe her office takes insurance. And that's something that Tahoma Clinic won't do simply because enough of my colleagues who do take insurance have told me about their experiences with the insurance company trying to tell them what to do. And we're just not going to put up with that. We're not going to put up with that. But for this, considering your situation, you're certainly wise to want to get back to those hormones. They're really essential for brain maintenance, among very many other things. And there are ways if, for example, they say, if you've been off them for too long, they won't start working again. Sure, they will. And Dr. Hinchcliffe knows about that. You may or may not know that even though she's practicing over there, she practices at Tahoma Clinic one day a month, no kidding, Just comes over to see some of her old patients. But at Tahoma Clinic, as they say, we don't accept insurance. So you might want to be talking with her over on the other side of the sound. You can do that by phone. She's a really good doc, and she hosts this radio program when I'm out of town from time to time.
I really liked her. I was under her care for quite a while.
Why don't you try that, ma'am?
I'm so sorry that I listened to this person that told me that I didn't need my hormones anymore.
Yeah. See if you can reach her by phone.
Yeah, I've had my appointments with her were by phone because I went through some life changes and I didn't have a car anymore. But do all of the doctors at Tahoma Clinic charge the same amount to start up?
No, it's variable, ma'am. It's quite variable.
Variable. So if I was to call Tahoma Clinic and just ask, you know, to get back on Dr. Hinchcliffe's schedule, I know she's only there one day a month, so that makes it a little bit, if there's a lot of people already plugged in to wanting to see her. But anyway, is there anything that I could do that would help me a little bit until I can get back under her care or another doctor's at Tahoma Clinic?
Well, I'm afraid all these hormones are only available by prescription. So you would be having to work with a physician someplace, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Only progesterone is available over the counter. And that, as you know, should be balanced with estrogen for it to work as well as it might.
Right,
so,
exactly.
And by the way, I'm suggesting you call her over in Bainbridge, ma'am. Not necessarily at Tahoma Clinic. That's where she's based most of the time.
Call her at Bainbridge. Okay.
Yeah, try there.
I did call them last month, and they told me, you know, how much her fees were there. So I've been trying to sell some things to come up with the money. But the blood test that a lot of doctors do for hormones is probably not the most accurate, is it?
It's accurate as far as it goes. But the problem is you cannot, and I do want to underline that, you cannot get a blood test for serum estriol. No one does that. And estriol is the most important anti-carcinogenic estrogen. So they're accurate as far as they go, but they're just not complete. That's the problem.
Yeah. Does the bioidentical hormones, is that beneficial for your heart and your brain as well?
Ma'am, they're beneficial for the entire body, the heart, the brain, the bones, everything, the skin.
Oh, wow.
Really, 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 ma'am.
Wow.
Okay, well, please try to, if you can, get in touch with her over in Bainbridge and work with her, because you've been with her before, and she knows what she's doing, really.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Wright. I appreciate your help this morning and your willingness to answer all of my questions. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.